The mainstream, lamestream, going extinct dinosaur media demanded that Star Wars become what it is today. They celebrated it. They called you the fandom menace. Now, however, the menace is growing. It's the mainstream audiences out there, and they're saying, no, we won't go watch Pedro. So guess what? The Devil Wears Prada 2 now, after only 2 weeks, likely already beating the projections for the Mando movie. Today we'll tell you how the media is spinning this one as Star Wars is in its grave. It's a good day, it's a great day for all the places on God's green earth outside the walls of Lucasfilm. Well, and also, of course, the Access Media. Folks, we don't need access. We're just happy to bring you the truth with a capital T. The projections for the Mando movie not looking good. And already, The Devil Wears Prada 2 has made so much money, it may be bigger than The Mandalorian is projected to get for its full run. We'll show you the details right now. And ladies and gentlemen, if you take a look at this out of The Hollywood Reporter, The Devil Wears Prada 2, inside Disney's next level marketing campaign for the biggest female-led hit since Barbie. Well, there's some bragging going on, and it's setting the stage for this film outperforming The Mandalorian, Grogu, Star Wars in a big, big way. What is it, the media, how are they going to declare a winner here? Because they wanted Star Wars to do exactly what it's done. Well, it's all about the marketing. The world's biggest brands, and not just fashion, wanted in on the reunion, resulting in partnerships whose contributions are valued at $250 million. This by Pamela McClintock says for nearly two decades, Marvel superhero picks have more often than not kicked off the summer box office, which begins the first weekend in May. This year, Avengers Doomsday was supposed to continue that tradition, but when it became clear the tentpole wouldn't be ready in time, top Disney movie studio executives were in a quandary. As they gathered in a conference room at the Team Disney building on the Burbank lot, propped up by the dwarves, who could be their new prop? It was a Disney boss move from Alan Bergman, who came up with the novel idea. What if they turned conventional wisdom on its head and instead tapped 20th century's dramedy, The Devil Wears Prada 2, to open summer? Not stated in here with emphasis, but it's the subtext in Hollywood. Okay, let me read between the lines with me. If you're a Hollywood person, if you're entrenched in what's going on here, you understand in a way that those outside may not. What's really being said in this article is Alan Bergman had some choices. Now, he didn't have a Marvel movie, but he's got some other choices. He could have opened the summer with Toy Story 5, but he didn't. He could have opened the summer with The Mandalorian and Grogu, but he didn't. He opened it with The Devil Wears Prada 2, and that is going to succeed. Whereas The Mandalorian, maybe not. Because here's the deal, folks. Disney did have a choice, and that choice was rather obvious. If they believed in The Mandalorian and Grogu, that would have been the clear cookie-cutter answer to replacing the loss of Avengers here. And then, what for Memorial Day weekend, you say? Well, Toy Story 5. Of course. Toy Story 5 for Memorial Day weekend? Oh, my, be still, my beating heart. And then you put Devil Wears Prada 2, which is a female flick that's not as sure. We don't know what's going to happen with it. You push that to where Toy Story 5 currently is in the middle of summer. But why did they not do that? Why did they make the change? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the media narrative has begun because The Devil Wears Prada 2 is currently at a worldwide box office of $433 million. And guess what? The latest articles, the latest projections say The Mandalorian Grogu may never reach 433. The Devil Wears Prada 2 has been out, what, 2 weeks now?
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks, and it has already achieved what Star Wars, the big 7-year hiatus return, is unlikely to achieve, period. They're now saying that Star Wars is coming out at maybe 100 million. Maybe. They're excited about that. But it could go open as low as 80. And if it opens as low as 80 or 90 or whatever, and it's got a 1-to-1 international to domestic, then it's going to be right under $200 million. It's only projected to have a 2.25x run at the box office. So that's why right now the Hollywood Reporter is praising to the heavens The Devil Wears Prada 2, because something has to be blamed for the success. And by golly, it's going to be marketing and the geniuses at Disney who did this. They're finding a way to explain why their vision of Star Wars did not achieve what this is.
I'm going to throw this in here. When the Dial of Destiny did so poorly, we were informed about arguments between Dana Walden's people and Alan Bergman's people saying, oh, look at the reviews for this film. The film has great reviews. It must be marketing. And then the other side was arguing that, well, this film is actually a stinker. I don't know what film you think you watched. No one wants to see this movie. So the argument between quality of the film and marketing is tale as old as time. I think you're just reminding people of that history here at the company.
No, I had forgotten about that, actually. That's a parallel because Lucasfilm blamed the broader Disney for the failure of the last Indiana Jones movie. And it's like, no, they did everything they could with that. And it seems like we're going into that same strategy again.
Well, so here is the thing. The reason they're giving marketing the credit for this is because they don't want to acknowledge the actual issue. The Devil Wears Prada 2 drew in the audience that they've been trying to draw in with Star Wars for years. Mm-hmm. It proved that they do go to the movies. You just have to make a thing they want to see, and that thing is not Star Wars. My wife will go to see Star Wars because I'm going to see Star Wars. And yes, there are women out there, and I've said this before, who like Marvel, who like Star Wars, who like those movies, but they liked it when it was being made for dudes. The trying to make it for women, like Chris Gore said, is one of the biggest problems, because when you make things that women actually want to see, that involves the general female audience's likes, things like Barbie, things like, you know, Devil Wears Prada, dealing with fashion and stuff like that, they go see it, and they go see it in droves. I mean, like, I was the only guy in the, you know, in the theater, Devil Wears Prada, who didn't laugh at, the joke about Coach, because it just went right over my head. But the entire theater laughed at it because they all got it. The movie was made for a specific audience, the audience they've been chasing. They don't want Star Wars. They want this.
That's a really definitely good point.
They definitely don't want Star Wars. If we take a look at this out of coming soon. Go ahead, Jonas.
No, I'm just thinking about that Bath and Body Works promotion that they've got going now. Like, in what universe do the 1970s Star Wars films need a Bath and Body Works collaboration day and date with the release of the film? That is the chickification of Star Wars if I've ever seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the Mandalorian Grogu box office tracking like Solo, but there's one big difference, and you might notice over there. Who's that? Yeah, we'll be talking about that. Kathleen Kennedy there. The Mandalorian Grogu box office is tracking like Solo, but there's one big difference. This out of comingsoon.net. Some Star Wars fans, says Nicholas Tan, are understandably worried about the Mandalorian Grogu given its latest box office projections. Various projections have the upcoming Lucasfilm production earning over $80 million in its domestic opener. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, they're saying it's going to have a 1-to-1 domestic to international. If it opens to 80, that's 160. Okay, for the opening weekend, they're saying it's going to have 2.25 legs, which means Devil Wears Prada 2 beats it in 2 weeks for its full run if the projections hold, right? Okay, back to the article. So it says that would indeed be concerning if it's lower than Solo, a Star Wars story at 84. By the way, Solo had a 3-day weekend. This will have a 4-day weekend. Says, however, the reported budget for the Mandalorian movie is far more frugal than expected. It reveals that Disney is smartly trimming the fat where it can. And this is where we get back into the defense that I'm talking about. For those who say, oh, come on, pro, they're just bragging about Devil Wears Prada. This has nothing to do with Star Wars. The media is setting up the narrative. It's okay that it didn't make as much money as the Devil Wears Prada 2. That's scheduling. Disney decided that. It's okay that it didn't make as much money as other Star Wars films. Disney saw this coming. They trimmed the fat. They knew that they have to be more frugal. This is a frugal film. And this is how the spin is going to happen. Mo, Carol, what say you on this one?
Well, I mean, it's abundantly apparent when you look at when they tried to make a few massive pushes for The Mandalorian and Grogu, that when they fell flat, that this was just going to stink from the word jump. It's been falling flat. People aren't interested. They had the clips that they share are boring and trite and just uninteresting and kind of reflect the creator of this version of Star Wars. So I think that this is just a, well, let's just get it out. We'll see what we can do in the most opportune time we can. Kids are getting out of school. We'll see what happens. It's very, all this seems very cynical, and they're just trying to get it out and get it over with.
It's so lazy that the Hutts speak English.
Oh, my goodness. Like, yes, thank you.
Wizard and I watched that on Culture Crossfire. We're like, do they think people can't read subtitles anymore? Like, the Hutts are speaking basic, which is the thing, like, the Hutts can do, but they don't do it because they speak in Huttese because they think they're above everybody else.
That's the whole thing with Star Wars. Oh, dude, we were talking about this last night. It was driving me nuts. It's like they didn't even try to do the Mummy Returns where they're like, I know you can understand me speaking Egyptian. And then they changed to English where they kind of, or like the 13th Warrior where they're just like, no, we're speaking basic. We're going to we're gonna say one line of Huttese and then we're going to mail the rest of it in. It was so.
Subtitles cost a lot of money, Mo, and they have to keep that budget down. I mean, didn't you hear? This is the lowest budgeted Star Wars movie ever, and they are plastering that in the sky.
Bro, I'm telling you, if you knew what Pro paid for this banner below us, you would understand. Okay, it's very expensive.
They want everyone to know how cheap that they made this movie. That they made this with like paper clips and bubble gum.
That's right. I will say that that clip that we're talking about with the Hutts makes me miss Salacious B. Crumb in a way that I never thought was possible because I find him just utterly annoying in Return of the Jedi. But you know what? Now I miss Salacious B. Crumb. I understand now. Carol, you've seen Devil Wears Prada 2. Mm-hmm. And, some people like it. Some people say it's mid. I wonder, though, when you see that it's bigger than Star Wars now, What do you think about the idea that Devil Wears Prada is now a bigger franchise in terms of the market than Star Wars?
I mean, part of the reason that the film, I think, did really well is because the cast that's involved isn't going out and attacking fans or viewers either. They were really just being very kind. I mean, they had like a get-together dinner where they were talking. They're all very civil and thoughtful and very articulate, which I thought was, nice. And I do agree with the point that's being made that, films are being made to be like appeal more to women. But the truth of the matter is that women are really drawn to entertainment that is more interpersonal. And so when you have something like Star Wars, which is about like, space fights and saber fights and all that good stuff, trying to work in a bunch of interpersonal stuff can get mucky. And part of the reason I think the franchise, I mean, there's lots of reasons why Star Wars franchise is not doing very well right now. But they lost sight of who their fan base was, and they start telling them that their fan base was wrong. And I think everybody here who's either been a fan of an IP, whether it be Star Wars, Star Trek, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Avengers, all of that stuff. One of the things that always gave it great staying power is that it was something that parents wanted to share with their children, right? And it's getting to a point where parents don't want to share this with their children because, the heart's not there anymore. And, you're circling back to The Devil Wears Prada. It's not like a groundbreaking film, right? But it's an easy film to watch with a satisfying ending. And you don't really get that a lot with Star Wars. Like, it feels cheap. It feels rushed. And I don't know who's in the writing room. I would really like to have a discussion with them about writing good dialogue. I think that would go a long way, but a lot of the dialogue they write is very stiff. It's not well articulated, and it doesn't fit the universe very well. It feels like I'm walking down the street and listening to people talk at the grocery store sometimes.
I totally agree with you, and I never thought we'd be in this place. Even as badly damaged as Star Wars is, I gotta say that I am shocked that this film is now projected to be, the midpoint is 80. And missing the 500,000 mark, that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. But we've all given up now. Like, even the people who are talking about, well, it's frugal, they've given up on this outselling Solo and ticket sales. We're just having to ignore inflation now. That's the last line in the sand is to say, well, it could maybe pass Solo and just raw money. Ignore the fact that we've raised the ticket prices on movies. We don't want to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Star Wars, not a good place, folks. The media who made it be this way, full defense mode on the way for Lucasfilm.
Good night, game over, drive home safely. Folks, this video is done. But before we all head home, we only ask one thing. Folks, as you get ready to head on out, consider clicking that like button, share, subscribe, click it, stick it to those pesky algorithms. It is the notification bell. Drop a comment down below and share your thoughts, for a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Waste not that beautiful, personality of yours. And folks, we would say, as you get ready to head out the door, that it has been an honor to spend time with you, an attitude of gratitude each and every time that you elect to join together with us. Breaking bread and breaking entertainment, well, the industry. No, we like entertainment. It's the industry that irks us sometimes. Well, it was a good time. We hope you had a good time. Folks, until the next time, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.